Well, if you ever want to meet a miserable person, somebody that's empty and unfulfilled and depressed, you find some preacher who is no longer pastoring a church and didn't feed his flock when he was pastoring. See, Solomon was a preacher. And that word that describes the preacher means he's one who has called an assembly of people together to address them and instruct them. He expounded the word of God. And when he was drifting away from the word and the will of God, he was miserable. He was empty. But when he was in the word, when he's teaching and preaching, he found meaning and fulfillment. And the preacher finds real meaning and fulfillment when he's carefully and systematically ministering God's word to people. So here's some of the most powerful verses on pastoral ministry you're ever going to see in the Bible. This fulfilled preacher, he's wise. Look at verse 9. Besides being wise, the preacher also taught the people knowledge, weighing and studying and arranging many proverbs with great care. That Hebrew word for wise is one that means to be shrewd in the sense of being able to judge and make the intelligent or crafty decision, especially from God's perspective. God does not want his preachers or his people simple or silly. He wants them wise and skilled in the word. And then the fulfilled preacher is going to teach. Carefully notice that the preacher's responsibility is to teach knowledge to the people. It's not to entertain them. It's not to emotionally move them. Although emotions come into play, it is to teach them knowledge about God, his word, and his doctrines. Apostle Paul said in the church, I desire to speak five words with my mind that I may instruct others. And giving knowledge to God's people is a high priority the preacher must teach so God's people can have knowledge. And then we see that the fulfilled preacher will study to teach. Preacher is going to ponder. That word ponder indicates that the preacher will carefully weigh the text. Pictures that of putting a text of scripture on a scale and then carefully seeing how it weighs by a very careful examination. And then he'll search out. For you, search out is one that means to carefully investigate and explore. It's the idea of exploring the unknown by careful search and instruction, investigation. And then the preacher's going to arrange. That word arrange is one that means to set up, to make straight in a right way. The wise preacher will be one who carefully arranges the text. He'll organize it in the right way so that it can be accurately handled. And then he's going to use words, obviously, but verse 10 says, the preacher sought to find words of delight, and uprightly he wrote words of truth. A wise preacher will do his best to put his biblical studies into delightful words. That word delightful is one that speaks of words which are pursued, which are a delight or desired by the congregation. And although a preacher is not one to entertain the audience, he must stand before an audience and communicate words to them, and the wise minister will do his best to use words which are right and worth hearing. And he'll write words. There's an old saying of homiletics that was first made by Sir Francis Bacon. Reading maketh a full man, speaking a ready man, writing an exact man. So notice how carefully what the preacher will want to write words of truth correctly. Preacher will desire to accurately communicate God's word. And one who wants real meaning and fulfillment in life will take a very serious approach to the word of God. But then we see that this same person spends time listening to the word from those who know how to correctly teach it. Look at verse 11. It says, the words of the wise are like goads and like nails firmly fixed are the collected sayings. They are given by one shepherd. And so they're like goads. A goads is a long stick with an iron point on the end of it. And its primary purpose was to jab an animal which was large and tough-skinned, like an oxen, to stimulate movement. A goad would get the toughest of animals to move in a certain direction or to pick up the pace of movement. And Solomon is saying God's word, which handled right, is like a goad. It will push you and prod you to move in God's direction. It may sting initially, but in the end it will always move you in a direction that is right and direction that will be blessed by God. And it's because God's words are like nails. The word of God pierces one's soul, and one who takes it to the point where there is some mastery or proficiency will discover that he'll be solid and stable, firmly attached to the will of God. And God's word will nail you to the will of God. It will make you strong and stable. Nothing will be able to shake you. Therefore, you and I need to spend time in life listening and learning from God's word. And then we see that God's word comes from one shepherd. Even though the word of God will pierce, prod, and push, taught by a preacher, we must always remember that God's word comes from the one shepherd. It comes to us from God. When God's word is being accurately preached, and you go to hear it, you're not hearing from man, you're hearing from God. But we need to not spend too much time with our focus on other works of literature, although those are great. Verse 12, my son, beware of anything beyond these, of making many books, there is no end, and much study is a weariness of flesh. And beyond this are words that refer to writings beyond the scriptures. Solomon warned his own son not to spend too much time on the secular writings beyond the scriptures. God's given us these 66 precious books, and our meaning and fulfillment comes from those books. We need to get to know each and every one of them. Then we need to develop an attitude of fear of God. Look at verse 13. It says, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. A high level commitment of God's word will produce a healthy attitude of fear for God. And you need to notice carefully the mark of wisdom, the mark of a fulfilled life is a fear for God. Most people want a God who will be their friend, not a God whom they should fear. However, a key to a fulfilled life is to maintain a healthy and holy and high perspective of God. He's sovereign, he's holy, he's righteous, he's to be feared. And we develop an attitude of obedience to God's word. We fear God, we obey his word, we can enjoy life, we find true meaning. And then as we look at verse 14, it sobers us up. Because verse 14 says, for God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. Don't think for one minute that we will escape that. We won't. God will judge everything. We don't have this dark hidden closet. Nobody knows or sees that dark closet of ours is on full display before God. He's a man who wandered far off the path of fulfillment. But he was a man who blew it, but he eventually figured that the key to a happy life was his relationship with God. And straight from Solomon, straight to us from God.